I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What do you say to your sister?
Well, I love my sister.
I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. What do you say those words?
I'm going to say it to her next time I see her and see if she gets on, see what she feels. Not like whether she...
You're going to test the waters with your own sister?
Not like
and then if she doesn't go for it, you're going to say, I misspoke.
I mean whether she interprets... in love as like I want to fuck her, or whether she's like, no, I love you like a brother. I'm in love with you like my brother.
Well, clearly she's going to say I love you because you're my brother. She's going to draw a line, I hope. I don't know your sister, really.
Yeah.
I imagine, though, that you're the odd one of the family and everyone else.
What?
Well, because
why?
You're here saying you're going to proposition your own sister.
I didn't say proposition.
Do you now see, though, what I mean when I say it that way?
Yeah, but I'm never going to see the crowd out of pride.
Okay. Out of pride, you're going to fuck your own sister. Yeah.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is Podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest thing from that year. And we are here with... a guest co-host this week, Luke Chilton.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Luke. Now, I invited you to guest host because Red was busy again.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you were going to wear a SpongeBob SquarePants sweatshirt.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, I'm not saying my shirt is great.
It was just like fucking garden center. Stock images.
Yeah, my shirt.
It's not even weed.
My shirt is cool. Your shirt, it just makes me think.
It's a good show.
It does look like you stole it from a child. And my shirt looks like I stole it from an old woman. I'm wearing a shirt of someone who's leaving the world, and you're wearing the shirt of someone who just came into the world.
It sounds like you're jealous of my optimism for life.
Yeah.
But this is for a man. Look at the size of it. This isn't for a child. No way.
It's quite tight on you, and you're quite a small man.
No, I'm big and strong. I've been going gym.
I'm not saying you're not strong.
Thank you.
I would argue, but it's good. Thank you for coming on.
Ah, it's okay, man.
Yeah. What is SpongeBob riding?
Jellyfish.
Are you a fan of the cartoon?
Have you not watched it before?
Well, I didn't know you were so into it.
It's a good show.
What's the moral? What's the message?
There's loads. There's like episodes that say all kinds of things.
Okay.
But it's like funny. It's very well written. You watch SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've got to admit, I've not watched it either.
What the fuck? This is like a good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's no Ren and Stimpy.
I would argue it's better than Ren and Stimpy.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah. I'll fight you.
Well, you've got that on.
Well, yeah, it looks so intimidating in my child's clothes.
For some reason, I just imagined you dying and then...
Why?
Well, because like if you were on the walk home today, you just like get hit by a bus or something. I don't know, like, and then they just, like, turn over your body. People just first think that whoever it is, would think, oh, my God, it's a child. And then they look at your face, but No, it's someone who's wearing a child's clothes.
Why did it hit puberty so early? This freakishly
child. It's like Robin Williams in that movie Jack. This boy's only 13, but he looks 40.
God, he wouldn't have had long left anyway.
Yeah. Probably has really brittle bones. Died in the
prime of his life, 7 years old.
And then I die, and they're like, oh my God, this frail old woman. And then they turn me over, and they're like, oh God, it's somebody who's wearing an old woman's clothes.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Yeah, except only not in the face.
Yeah.
That movie would have been less effective without the makeup, I think.
Yeah. Wait, what? Of course. just Robin Williams in a dress.
Hey, I'm not your dad. I'm a different person, actually. But what? Dad, we can tell it's you. Oh, I should have went the extra effort with the makeup, shouldn't I? Dad, why don't you just try again tomorrow? Maybe we can suspend our disbelief like the audience watching this film have.
His kids are like, this is why you got divorced. You never put in enough effort.
Yeah, this is why Mom wanted you to go, because you really just suck the fun out of everything.
Did you ever see the film 1 Hour Photo?
With Robin Williams also.
Which is like the same movie, but if it was a terrifying, terrifying horror movie. Yeah, it's like him spying on a family that he wants to be his own.
Yeah.
And you can seamlessly splice the two movies into one another, and it's great.
Really?
Yeah. It's so dark and creepy.
Okay.
It's a good
watch. I remember that. It came out like early 2000s.
I think. Something like that. It's when Robin Williams went edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it? But it's good.
I watched it when I was quite young.
I'm trying to think of my favorite, like, because he made so many great films, but then some bad films.
I don't remember any of his bad films. I assume it must have been bad because I've never met anyone who's
Jack.
Watched it. Jack's very weird.
Jack's a funny movie. I think, doesn't he fuck a lady in that?
I can't remember.
I
get confused
like
with that one and the one
where
with Tom
there's
Hanks.
A woman, because he's like 11, but in Robin Williams' body. I think he goes to a bar and gets drunk and something happens. It's like
and he's all shy and uncomfortable for the rest of the movie.
The moral, it's like a funny weird, but it's like the more, it's just fucking.
Because he's not gonna, it's not even a real condition. It's just like.
No, they made up a
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's like Benjamin Button. It's like, we've got this crazy condition and nothing, we don't know what to do with it. There's no morals to it.
The first time I watched Benjamin Button, it was in my top five best movies ever.
Really?
And you now like if it. I watch it, I think, oh, this isn't a very good movie.
This is like pedo propaganda.
It's not pedo. Why is Benjamin Button pedo propaganda?
Oh my god, it is obviously pedo propaganda.
How so?
The whole movie is just like that scene where he's under the table just playing with the child. He's like a really old man. and then the end bit where he's getting wet nursed to death by his girlfriend.
What? How's that? But they're in love.
And she's like, this is my husband. And everyone's like, that's fine.
But they're in love. He just happens to age backwards. He's a baby and she's an old lady. What's...
Yeah, but like,
they're in
parents
love.
And children are in love, but they don't fuck each other in the middle.
Wait. Do you're in love with your mother? Is that what you say?
I love my mom.
No, you just said in love. You just
what is this?
You
the same.
Said parents and
it's
children
the same
are
word.
In love.
Wait, you love your child.
You think in
do
love.
Do you love Mabel?
I love my brood, yes.
Yeah, and you love Harriet.
I love Harriet. The difference is the term in love is socially in the English language, the term in love is reserved for people you sex.
In love.
In love is generally it means you sex them.
But then no, because I went on a date. I shagged someone last week.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with them.
No, I'm not saying everyone that you have sex with, you're in love with. How do you not know this? How am I saying this? Even Jody knows this, and he's never loved.
What do you
mean
even Jody? Don't you even Jody?
He's never loved.
Have some goddamn respect for your producer.
I can tell when you say that you don't listen to this podcast. Even Jody, and Jody's never loved. Jody,
you've never loved anyone.
Oh, I don't know if I can feel love.
Jody,
you've never been in love with your mother?
Oh, yeah, with my mum I'm in love with.
He's in love with his
mum. This is outrageous.
You're outnumbered.
I'm not. Yeah. Now he's just playing along, so you'll like him, and then he'll try to get you to do creepy shit with him, and you'll be like, "I was just kidding, Jody."
Yeah, I'm in love with you, Luke.
He'll be like, cool. "Luke, do you want to hang out on Sunday?" And you'll be like, "Yeah, I'll hang out on Sunday. What are we gonna do?" And he's like, "Dig a hole." I'm like, "Wait, why are we digging this hole, anyways?" "Ah, don't worry about it. I'm coming back here later tonight."
That sounds good. I'm free.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be like, "Oh, I was thinking this is a grave, but actually, it's way too small to be a grave." And then you'll get home. You're like, "Child's grave." No. Oh. That's Jody.
Yeah, I've not done some digging in a while.
Yeah.
I think you get a good physique from digging.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Do you reckon? Or you got to do it even.
Even digging.
Otherwise, you'd be really strong on one side. Maybe.
You switch sides with the shovel.
Yeah. I don't think I could dig on my left side.
Eventually, you would be able to.
Thanks for that confidence in me.
Well, I think anyone would be eventually able to do anything.
Oh.
If your job was digging, you'd figure it out.
I guess so.
It's not a real confidence boost.
I like the way you give me something, then you take it away.
Well,
like, nice jumper, you fucking child. What are you in love with your mom, gay?
No, first of all, I didn't say gay. You said you were in love with your mom.
I love my mom. I'm sorry.
In love and love are different things.
I don't think they are.
They are clearly different.
I mean, the word love is bullshit anyway. It means too much. Do you know what I mean? It's too interpretable what love means. And okay. There's too much like this conversation is because it's not clear what it means, right?
Would you say to your sister,
"I love my sister.
I'm in love with you." I'm in love with you. Would you say those words?
I'm going to say it to her next time I see her and see if she gets on, see what she feels. Not like whether she...
You're gonna test the waters with your own sister?
Not like whether
if she doesn't go for it, you're going to say, "So I misspoke.
I mean whether she interprets in love as... like I want to fuck her, or whether she's like, "No, I love you like a brother. I'm in love with you like my brother."
Well, clearly she's gonna say, I love you because you're my brother." She's gonna draw a line. I hope. I don't know your sister really. I imagine though that you're the odd one of the family and everyone else.
What?
Well, because you're here saying you're gonna proposition your own sister.
I didn't say proposition.
And see and test the waters and see how she feels about it, and then she's gonna be like, "Well, Luke, how's did you try that therapy we were talking about?" She's just going to transition into your mental health to see how you're doing. I think you could call your mom. Be like, "I think Luke maybe isn't doing well again."
And I'm going to be like, "It's not my fault. I'm in love with all
of you. I'm in love with all everyone.
Sorry, that's a
crime. In love with my whole family." Wait, do you now see though what I mean when I say it that way?
Yeah, but I'm never going to admit. I'm never going to see the ground out of pride.
Okay. Out of pride, you're going to fuck your own sister.
Yeah. I'm willing to die in this hole that Jody has got me to dig for myself.
Yeah. Well, I brought you here for one reason. This is a history podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
Every episode, we talk about one year. And this year, this episode, we are going back to a year you weren't born. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, none of us really know when we were born, do we?
What do you mean? Like,
they tell you when you were born, but you don't know.
What do you mean? Like I could have been born in 1950.
What if you are actually like an immortal person, but your mind wipes every 50 years?
Whoa.
And then they just tell you.
You were born in the 90s.
They lie to you every time.
But, like, that'd be great, would it?
I don't know. You wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that just be, like, normal life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of like reincarnation, except same body.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happens once you become really old, how you get back to being a boy again. Yeah, I haven't thought that through in this horrible scenario I've concocted. No, but I don't know. They tell me I was born January 5th, 1986.
Yeah.
Could have been the 4th. I check?
Yeah, but that's not like, it's not going to change your life. I feel like you're 2 years older than
you. Well, we don't know. With a butterfly effect, what my life would have been if I was a January 4th baby in my mind.
I've been a year above in school. I could have been
a cool guy.
No, I
wouldn't have. But what would the effect have been? I don't know.
Yeah.
So there's probably one time where someone said to me, hey, what's your birthday? And I said, oh, it's January 5th. And they said, oh, me too. And I said, and we talked about my birthday for a sec.
Yeah.
It was a shared birthday. And then I walked onto the road. But right before I walked on the road, a car came down the road.
Yeah.
And if I would have said January 4th, they would have said, oh, cool, interesting, bye. And then I would walk on the road a second sooner, right?
Fuck. And you just
the car would have swerved, killed a family.
Jesus, a whole family.
Yeah, whole family dead. I would have watched that. Had to go home, jerk off, missed my first comedy gig, never been a comedian.
God, it just shows.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, butterfly effect, man. That's a good movie.
Is it, though? That?
No, but it's what you just described.
I know. That's
every consequence is like, I didn't read. Now I've got no arms.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, I know that. That's why.
Oh, did I miss out? Okay.
Wait, you thought I didn't know the butterfly effect was the movie was about?
I don't know. I thought.
Yeah, thank you for the education. Wait, what did you think I thought the movie The Butterfly Effect was about, if not The Butterfly Effect?
I just thought you were talking about the effect, like the philosophical term.
Well, I was, but then let's assume I know what the movie is about.
I thought too highly of you. I was like, obviously he reads rather than watches Ashton Kutcher
movies. I only watch Ashton Kutcher. I love that was Ashton Kutcher trying to make a really heady movie. Like,
yeah,
let's get deep, Ashton.
It's like, dude, where's my car? Didn't hit with the intellectuals. Yeah. I don't know why. I better up the ante.
Yeah. I better up the ante, Ashton. Yeah, I don't know if he's ever made a good movie. I mean, Dude, Where's My Car is a fun movie.
It's a type of movie, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just like...
It's like scary movie.
Yeah, it's like a mission. Vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going back.
What year are we going to?
1949.
Well, yes.
I chose 1949 because a couple weeks ago, Red was talking about the book 1984.
Yeah, it's a different year.
But 1949 was when 1984 was published.
Oh, really? You read 1984?
We've already had this conversation.
Oh, so no, we haven't. We have not.
This podcast has had the conversation. And let me save you the cliff notes. Turns out I have nothing interesting to say about 1984.
This is a Patreon
I'll save
episode.
You
yeah.
the dead
okay.
air
okay, cool.
that conversation brings. Unless you've got a hot take.
Oh, I don't know. I've read it, though.
Yeah, George Orwell.
I don't want to know I've read books.
My great-grandfather knew George Orwell. And
did he?
He was a bit boring.
Oh,
no, I was making that up. that would have been something to say about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... In 1949, did you know Grady the cow,
who's
a 1,200-pound cow, got stuck inside a silo in a farm in Yukon, Oklahoma, and garnered national media attention throughout the United States?
You think George Orwell is just sitting there like, why is no one buying my book?
Yeah,
this
fucking
Grady
cow.
The cow stealing all the hot press of 1949.
Then he was like, people like animals. Interesting. What if I wrote something about a farm?
Yes. It is the same fucking book, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just loved bashing commies.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did this cow fall in the silo?
Well, the thing about Grady the Cow is it's not a simple tale.
Oh.
So, on February 22nd, 1949, 6-year-old Grady gave birth to a stillborn calf in a small shed next to a silo.
Fuck, that's a lot to go through as a 6-year-old.
Grady, I know.
Jesus Christ.
A 6-year-old gave birth to a stillborn.
And then fell down a missile silo.
What happened to you today, Grady? No, it's like a silo. It's not a missile silo. It's like a farm silo.
Wait, what? I thought there's only missile silos.
No, a silo is like a grain silo. It's somewhere they store grain.
No, this is where they put missiles.
No,
who's putting grain in your missile
silo? Can't be serious.
I've only heard the term silo used for missiles in computer games. You're telling me that's where they keep animals.
I just need you to call me after you tell your sister you're in love with her.
Wait, but that's not a story. Okay. That's just Grady wandered into where the wheat is.
That's
not
happened.
Surprising. That's I thought she fell
news.
Down a missile silo.
No, it's not a missile silo.
Well, that's a way better story.
We're just sitting on the fucking missile, like, ooh, I hope they don't fire this.
And then, but then there's a whole backstory. Why is there a missile silo in a farm?
Okay.
Because it's
there wasn't though there wasn't that would have raised an interesting
yeah
question.
Well now this is disappointing for me.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So since Grady was having trouble with the birth, you know, being six and having a stillbirth, they called a veterinarian. You'd think if a six-year-old was there they get a doctor in, but no. Yeah. So Dr. Crump, local vet,
that's
tied Grady to a post so she would hold still.
God, this poor girl.
I know, this poor six-year-old cowgirl. Wait, you know it's a cow, right?
Yeah. What?
When he was finished taking care of Grady, they untied her and whirled around and started chasing Bill. Probably angry because, you know, blame.
He raped her.
No, he blamed her for the miscarriage. He blamed him for the miscarriage. So he jumped on a pile of cottonseed sacks to escape Grady's wrath. So Grady dove for the only light in the shed, which was the small opening in the silo. The opening was 17 inches wide and 25 and a half inches high.
How is that big?
Mock and Doctor, it doesn't matter. It's small for a cow. Just okay. Keep in mind the size of a cow, small opening. Okay. Mock and Dr. Crump looked toward the silo opening and saw a few red hairs clinging to the edge of the silo steel door. Grady was in the silo. The opening could not be made wider because it was encased in steel. Mock did not want to tear down the silo, too valuable, nor did he want to kill Grady, who was worth over $1,000. That's a fucking 1949. That's a very valuable six-year-old.
How do you value a cow, though?
It's crazy, yeah. That's a
the guy coming just like with a little monocle thing.
So Bill asked for help through his local newspaper, and this response was overwhelming. Mock and his brother received 5,400 letters. I don't know.
Oh my god, that is going really viral.
Yeah, that's but what are you supposed to do with a letter? The cow's still in the silo. Yeah. And 700 telegrams from people from 45 states in Canada and Germany.
Oh my god.
Phone calls, telegrams, letters, all flew in. Curious people started showing up in cars and even planes. He was featured in Lifetime. I feel like the world was really bleak at this time. Like, Russia had just got the bomb, and they wanted a good distraction.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Grady gave people that.
Yeah, it's because she stopped the missiles from firing.
Yeah, Grady
like, Grady, what a great job. You clogged the missiles.
So people offered a variety of solutions for getting Grady out of the silo. The suggestion included rigging a pole to swing her out of the top of the silo.
What? How would that work?
So a silo is like a tube, right? Like a big, like think of like...
yeah, where your, missiles come out of.
Like, yeah, but think of your like your penis, right?
Right.
That's a silo shape.
And there's no missiles in there, man.
No. And then I think of a cow in near the base of your penis, like near your standing on top of your balls.
Yeah.
They wanted to take the cow out, up the urethra, and out the head.
Oh, this... Such an awful analogy.
I know. But effective because you understood. All right. Other people thought they should tunnel under the silo.
Mm-hmm. That's clever.
And another person brought an attractive bull to try to lure her out. She just gave birth to a stillborn.
Read the room.
She's not ready to fuck. She's a six-year-old who just gave birth to a stillborn. She's not ready to fuck.
Come say hi to Tyrone, Grady.
An Air Force officer said he knew of a helicopter that would lift 1,200 pounds, but it was in Texas. So
no way they could fly.
I know it's
the machine that can fly.
It's impossible to get a helicopter from
machine.
Oklahoma to Texas. I don't know how they would have done it.
What are we gonna drive it there? I don't think so.
No. 3 days after Grady's leap, Bill got a call from Ralph Partridge, the farming editor of the Denver Post, who told Mock he was coming to Yukon to get Grady out of the silo.
I like his pep.
Partridge supervised while a ramp was built from the floor of the silo to the opening. He coated the ramp and the opening with axle grease, Partridge then smeared Grady with 10 pounds of axle grease, and she was outfitted with two heavy halters. And a halter is like the thing they put on a horse.
Like a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah, like the thing so you can easily, like, you know, control an animal's movement.
Okay.
They can pull her towards the hole.
It's got a stick on the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this thing.
I can't believe it's day three and they just thought, what if we greased her up and then pulled her through the hole?
That's the number one. But it's 1949. Maybe people hadn't fallen in holes in such numbers back then.
Yeah, maybe it might be a new thing.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't know. Red's not here. We're missing our history expert. So Dr. Crumb recommended that Grady be milked before they attempted to pull her out.
Oh, geez, she can't get a day off.
No.
She's going to have a fucking day off. She's had a stillborn. She's falling down a hole. And they're still like, let's make that money, baby. You're on the clock, Grady. This is coming out your wages, you dumb bitch.
So J.O. Dickey Jr. Yukon, a man whose name is fucking terrible. He's a vocational agriculture teacher. He went into the silo and he milked her. For some reason, they need to get someone in to milk her. The guy who milks her all the time was too stressed. He couldn't milk her. So they get someone in to milk her.
Yukon. Isn't that the name of, like, the rival No, I'm thinking of Yakult. I'm thinking of Yakult.
Oh, is that a cow?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, you said it like you knew what the word meant.
Yeah, no, I did. I said it with the wrong tone. Sorry.
After Grady had been brought up to the opening, Crumb gave her tranquilizers to make her relax. They've lubed her up, given her tranquilizers. Time to yanker.
It's time for round two, baby.
While men outside the silo pulled on ropes attached to her halters, Partridge and J.O. Dickey pushed. Grady slid through the opening. Veterinarians stated that she had not been injured during the rescue. Grady was okay.
That was a lovely story.
So,
what did Grady do after that?
Kept being a cow.
Ugh.
She was a local celebrity for the rest of her life.
George Orwell fucking hated.
No, it inspired his next book. On March 7, 1949, Life magazine featured a picture taken from the top of the silo that showed Grady trapped inside it, and text at one corner of the picture that read, "Imprisoned by the concrete walls of a silo, an Oklahoma cow eyes the tiny opening through which she entered and later escaped."
Well, they gave the whole story away.
Yeah, they did. They really, actually, that's quite a concise headline. Yeah. It tells the whole story in one line. I appreciate that. This is interesting. She marched in the Capitol Hill 89ers parade in Oklahoma City on the April 21st, 1949. So I assume it was like their January 6th, you know? Some kind of like overthrowing the government protest.
Is that a thing we do here?
Well, no, that was January 6th in America when Trump's people tried to get into Congress and, you know,
the insurrection with the guy with the hat.
The cool guy.
Yeah, that guy, he looks quite fun.
Yeah, well, me and him are friends. So I prefer you don't shit on him if you're thinking about it. Cause
yeah, quite right. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. We're close. We really know. He made some mistakes, but he made up for it by storming the Capitol. So later that year, she was exhibited at the Oklahoma State Fair. So that, you know,
it's a busy year for Grady.
She went on to become a mother several times.
Nice.
Oh, lucky girl.
Yeah.
She had four heafers and two bulls. Seven kids. One.
Is that what it's called? A heifer? Is that a baby cow?
Well, I think that's a grown female cow. Is that a baby cow is the word calf. Have you ever heard that word before?
No, that's the thing on the bottom of your leg.
No, this is your insane.
you think that's a cow.
No, that's a cat. It's both. It's both. I'm in love with my mother. Milk my leg. Okay. Two children's books have been written describing and illustrating the story of Grady the cow. I mean, I guess they really start the story when she goes in the silo, not when she's having the stillbirth. Be a horrible children's book.
The whole moral is don't have sex, kids.
But, Mommy, what's a stillbirth? Well, it's when someone has a baby like you. Oh, and then they die. Oh, and then did she get to grieve and be sad because her child died? No, she got stuck in a fucking hole.
Stumbled in a hole, and the whole world knew what she had done.
The first book was called The Cow in the Silo. And the other book was called Grady's in the Silo. They needed, I would say, the second people maybe took a lot of inspiration from the first people. But it won the Oklahoma Book Award for Children's Literature in 2004, which is crazy. It was
what?
Like
it took a while to
55
catch
years later, they yeah. were like, this story needs to be covered.
This one that was on the front page of Time magazine in 1949. Which book did better? Which child's book?
It doesn't. Well, that's difficult information to come across. The book charts. The Oklahoma book charts.
You didn't
chart.
Think to research
Listen, the
that.
Oklahoma book charts. fucking from 1949. The sales records of books from 1949, Oklahoma. They were in a warehouse that sadly burnt down last year, the records were lost. They were waiting to be photographed.
That's such a shame.
I know. We'll never know.
This podcast would have really gone somewhere.
I would say probably The Cow in the Silo, because it's been out since 1950, and this one came out in 2004. So The Cow in the Silo had a real head start.
Whoa, 2004. They waited to republish it. No. Sorry, I missed that bit from earlier. I've realized what's happened. Sorry, I have a slow brain.
No, you're quick like lightning.
Thank you. Thank you.
But like lightning.
Why
sometimes.
Is Jody laughing? I don't understand.
Because you were about 5 minutes behind there.
What? Well, that's rude. That is rude. I'm going to come up with a big roast for you later, Jody.
Oh, please.
It's going to take me 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But when it hits, oh, baby, is it going
to
strike
you
in the
heart.
You
don't have to roast Jody. Just ask how his day was.
Oh. See, that's what I need. I need some of those zingers.
I was just looking them up on Amazon. Grady's in the Silo has got 4.4 out of 5, and The Cow in the Silo has got 4.1.
Oh.
And Grady's in the Silo has got more reviews, so they may be the winner.
No, but it's a more modern book.
Yeah, it's not fair.
You know... The majority of people who read The Cows in the Silo, it was 1952. They weren't fucking putting Google reviews of books up.
Well, it's got a longer time to build an audience.
Yeah, but they're not...
It's not
their
fault.
Yeah, but things go out of... Listen, there's awkward parts that some would consider very racist in The Cow in the Silo. Yeah. So it didn't age well. They're trying
some characters'
Grady's
names.
In the Silo, they're kind of roll dolling it a bit, yeah, you know? They're like, oh, let's take that out of awkward. Okay. You ready for the next story? I'm going to blow your fucking little brain.
Bring it.
This is a story about another animal. They gave him the name of a king.
Why did you pause dramatically?
You'll see.
Okay.
Albert II, a racist monkey.
A racist monkey?
No. A Reese monkey. Reese's?
Reese's monkey.
Yeah.
Reese is a character.
No, Reese's. It's a kind of monkey.
Reese's.
I don't know how to say the word.
Yeah, that's correct.
A rhesus monkey.
Albert II, a rhesus monkey, became the first primate to enter space.
Oh my God.
This is 1949.
Oh my God. Wait, sorry, this is the same year. Was he just like, Grady, I'll one up you, you fucking bitch.
On US Hermes Project V2 rocket.
Okay, I'm sorry, he went into a silo.
But is killed on impact at return.
Oh, no.
So you weren't wrong. Grady went to one silo and he went into another. That monkey had a bad fucking luck.
Oh my God. Wait, did he went to space meaning he meant
to. He was like, guys, whoa, could you just give me AIDS or something? This is fucking crazy.
I'm going, where?
It's 1949.
We don't have the technology.
Nobody's ever went to space before.
The technology.
Yeah,
they were sending monkeys to space in 19 Russia, or was this Russia or America?
This is America, buddy, from New Mexico.
Fuck.
Oh yeah.
Did it have like human? So it was the only one on board.
It's just the monkey. They pretty much built a rocket, shoved a monkey in it, and shot it into fucking space to see what would happen.
And but they were like, "Oh, it's crashed."
Well,
and who could have foreseen that happening?
So yeah, he was the first primate in space.
Fuck me.
So we went to 83 miles up. And then he died upon re-entry, surprise, surprise, after a parachute failure caused his capsule to strike the ground at what they're calling high speed, but I feel like it was like falling speed, you know? Like dead. You're definitely dead speed.
And he free-falled from the highest point ever in the planet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you seen that guy, that Red Bull guy? Did you watch that? When he jumped from the highest point in the sky. It was just before space.
Oh, I've seen videos so, like that.
Like,
well, I've seen videos of people doing that. I don't know if it was the same one.
It was Red Bull, it probably was. It was okay. Like, if he jumped, he would have gone into orbit.
Oh, so he could have went the other way.
Yeah, yeah, so he had to, like, drop. Because so it's the highest anyone's fallen from.
Okay.
And he, like, passes out, like, three times.
Sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and the video is hilarious because they're like, as long as he doesn't start spinning, he'll be fine. And immediately, he's just like, when they're like, oh my God, wake up, he's spinning.
Like, does he wake up?
Yeah, he wakes up and he lands, and I think he's fine.
If he didn't wake up, that would have been crazy.
Live on TV.
And then they're like, remember to drink Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah. He literally explodes.
We should cut. Yeah,
you're covered in fucking blood.
Can somebody Humpty Dumpty him? We need a good ending to this. Put him back together. Fuck. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
No.
Just because you fucking put the limbs back together doesn't mean he's not going to come back to life. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Fuck, he's really dead. All the king's horses and all the king's men. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Man.
Yeah. Oh.
The crazy thing about a rhesus monkey.
What do they look like?
Well, they look like that. Those ones.
They're little fuckers.
Yeah, they're little.
They're little fuckers. Those are the ones in Thailand. They like.
They're the ones you can train to steal.
Yeah, they're little dickheads.
Well, this was. They got one back against them by sending one to fucking space.
Take that, man. Tell your friends what happens.
What a leap in technology for the monkey, though. You know, his parents lived in a jungle, and he's like, "Mom, Dad, I'm going to be the first mammal in space." They're like, excuse me?
Everyone.
We don't know what space is. We're monkeys. And he's like, I'm going to space. I'm an astronaut monkey.
They must have felt so bad when he absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. The thing is, he didn't do anything wrong. He did his part. Yeah.
He went to space before a human did.
Yeah, 1940. He doesn't get talked about much.
No, 1949 seems so early to go to space. Really.
But it's good. I guess it's good that he weren't, you know.
Is he the first animal to go to space?
Well, it said mammal. Maybe they sent bugs before. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't sharks. Know. In 48, they were like,
why do we send sharks?
No, let's send a Komodo dragon.
It's still up there. We shot it out of cannon.
And then aliens find the Komodo dragon, and they're like, how the fuck did this this lizard build this?
It's got Wi-Fi.
We're studying its brain. This lizard's a fucking idiot. It somehow built a rocket and shot itself off the planet. Holy shit, if this lizard can do that, what can those walking monkey creatures do?
I think that's how I'd like to be buried. But if I die, I'd like to be left in space. I think that'd be cool.
When you die.
When I die. Yeah, not live. I don't want to be. No, I don't want to go to space.
Yeah, guys, I've got some bad news. I have pancreatic cancer. A few months left to live. Get in the rocket, buddy. We know what you want. You want to die on your way to space? No. We're respecting your wishes.
Yeah. It's a horrendously painful way to die. I think you burn and freeze.
Yeah.
Either side.
That's not ideal.
No. I think the two most painful ways to go.
Burning
at
and
the
freeze.
Same time. Oh. It feels the same.
I was just looking up, what were the first animals in space? The first animals in space were a group of fruit flies launched to an altitude of 42 miles in 47. The flies' container parachuted to the ground and the insects were retrieved in perfect health.
Oh, fuck.
So the flies made it.
No, but at that point,
poor monkey.
Do you
think that's how they got the monkey on board? These flies were fine, man. But Don't worry about it.
They didn't even know if you could. What would happen if you went to space?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Imagine they brought back like a disease.
Well, yeah, that
space
would be...
AIDS. That could be up there. You don't know.
We don't know
that like fucking happened when we went to like America.
Yeah.
Or some people went to America. That's your ancestors.
That's very true.
Yeah.
What if that's what people talk about when they talk about like other planets?
Yeah.
They're all so excited to go, and it's like, but if we, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking space AIDS will get you.
A virus that'll just eat us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And we die. We probably can't.
No immunity to
it. Or our viruses will kill the whole planet.
Yeah, we blew up Mars. Turns out Mars is allergic to influenza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you thought COVID was bad for us.
Solar system.
It wiped out the whole solar system. The plants, the animals, just all dead.
So when we find one that looks like Earth, we're going to be like, amazing, the plants just rot as soon as we walk.
Because like every living organism's immunity to the bacteria and viruses that are in it, you know, we're all just hosts of like billions of fucking bacteria. It's all evolved over billions of years. So it's like, yeah, I think we're probably allergic to the rest of life.
Yeah, we should avoid it at all costs.
For its sake and our own sake.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, why there's planets. That's well, why there's it's so difficult to get to each other.
Yeah, maybe that's why the universe is designed the way it is. Like, there's this island we've talked about off of India, North Sentinel, right?
Okay.
And it's like one of the last uncontacted tribes.
Okay.
So it's a tribe, and there it was a guy who went there and was like, hey, I'm a Christian. Do you want to convert? And they fucking killed him on the beach. Oh, they just killed him with spears. And,
what do they look like?
You know, they look like what you imagine an uncontacted tribe would look like, wearing, like, naked or wearing, like, loincloths.
But, like, what race did they look like?
Well, it's off the coast of India.
Okay.
So they
but they might look different, you know, because it's like,
No, I know what you mean. They've been there. They've
like
been
Native Americans look kind of like Asian.
Well, that's, you know why, though?
No.
They walked from Asia.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because they just maybe like, I don't know how many years ago. It's either like 10 or 20,000 years ago.
But then it could
ago.
Be anyone swam to
no,
this
but
place.
There used to be.
They could just be like,
oh, yeah, well,
Celtic, blonde, blue-eyed,
it's not,
all
it's
ginger.
Not,
all
it's
ginger
not white guys
people.
From 100 years ago, like this uncontacted tribe, and they're just smoking like tobacco pipes.
Just fucking Dale from that fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah, we just want to stay here.
It's
just a
bunch of preppers.
Our grandparents mutinied, and we don't want anyone to know.
We're all in love with our family.
Yeah.
Well, they said that was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, you love your family. I'm in love. Love.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
But it's like, it's fucked up.
And that how many...
But anyways,
so they're being observed.
They're not really. They can't. They don't go too close. Like, they've done drones and shit, and they throw spears at the drones. Like, they're a war fucking... But nobody goes there. Because everything, all the... We would kill them.
Yeah.
We would infect them and kill them.
Sounds like they would kill anyone who comes...
Well, they're physical. I think we could take them if it came down to it.
Yeah. Physically.
Physically, guns would get involved. They They have spears. People have guns.
You can't call a gunfighter physical fight.
Physically. I'm saying the rest of the human race could take the 30 people that live on that island or whatever.
But how do... Are they not just going to die out? Because they'll have to...
They've made it this far. They've been there for fucking ever.
So is incest fine?
It's not... I don't know. I don't know.
Is it a conspiracy?
It's not. I don't think it's necessarily. I guess it's a bit incesty.
And what's the percentage of your child being fucked up from incest?
I think it's pretty high, man.
Yeah, just ask the computer.
Is this for your in love sister pitch?
I just want to know. I just want to know.
I've done some googling and.
Well, no, I've been watching Game of Thrones, and it seems everyone's fine on that.
Well, I don't know. Joffrey seems like a little disturbed.
Yeah, that's true. But the other two are fine. So actually, the chances are in your favor.
Yeah. And then the Mad King, the Targaryen Mad King.
He's also incest. Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
But you can also control dragons. So like.
Yeah, but they don't.
Imagine that was a side effect. I can read animals' minds.
It does make you kind of think George R. R. Martin wants to commit some incestuous act because he's listen, if we have a kid, it'll be able to ride a dragon. Like, wait, what? So like, yeah, only incest can create magical people. Like, I don't know if that's actually...
George, no.
I don't know, George.
It's in the scriptures.
But it usually, I think it makes people a bit wonky, you know?
Yeah, it's never made people stronger, has it? Royal families.
No, yeah.
Than the peak physicality.
No, you want some... Get
diversity.
Some new shit in there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to... All right, so...
I think that's right. You're doing a deep dive over there.
So in 1949, Ivo Toguri Dakino is found guilty in the United States of broadcasting for Japan as Tokyo Rose at the end of World War One. Now, what that means is Tokyo Rose, right, was somebody in America doing like these pro-Japanese broadcasts right after the war ended. Mm.
And Cora's really making me work here to fucking get to this fucking answer.
It's because they don't want you to know. It's actually just really good. That's why the royal family do it and encourage no one else to.
Okay, Dakino is charged by federal prosecutors with the crime of treason for adhering to and giving aid and comfort to the imperial government of Japan during World War II. So a trial...
He's a Japanese man.
She is a Japanese woman.
You're quite right.
Her trial on eight overt acts of treason began on July 5th. It was the costliest and longest trial in American history at the time. It was like the OJ of the day.
Why was it so expensive?
I don't know. They just dragged it the fuck out.
Was Japan even like... What was Japan's state? Japan must have been all fucked up at that point. Two nukes.
But she got found guilty. She was fined $10,000. Given a 10-year prison sentence, stripped of her citizenship.
Ouch.
And then, but it doesn't, no, it's unclear if there was, like, evidence.
There must have been evidence.
No, but then, it's like, it's really unclear if, it seems like she didn't do it.
What? Why?
Well, because later, the World War II Veterans Committee gave her an award.
Oh.
You'd think they wouldn't do that if she was... working for the enemy.
Yeah, what was her award?
Just like the cool chick award. No. No, it was the, well, it was the Edward J. Harrelay Citizenship Award. Now, who the fuck is that? That's the question.
Edward J. Harrelay.
I bet he did some good shit.
Edward J. Harrelay, here to save the day.
That's sad. You live a good enough life to get an award named after you, but then when it comes down to it, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
I'll use another radio broadcaster.
That's like, I didn't realize the Nobel Peace Prize. I thought it was like the noble, like it's of, because you're noble, but Nobel, it's person.
You know what he did, right?
Oh no, did he do accusations and stuff?
You know, he got me too.
Oh, did he? Oh no.
No, he didn't get me, no, no. He just invented dynamite, which resulted in the death of millions. Nothing.
Wait,
nothing,
was that the original
nothing
one?
Nothing bad.
That was the first one.
Yeah, that's where he got prize. His money.
Oh. Did he feel guilty? Was he like...
Yeah, he felt horrible.
Oh, it's like...
he invented dynamite.
Okay, that's good.
Boom, boom, exploding, exploding, fucking boom, boom, kills millions. And then he's like, oh, make some prizes to help science. You know, we're trying to reform his image a little.
Like Jimmy Savile's charity work.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if his intent was to...
blow everyone up.
Yeah.
Was dynamite used as a weapon or like for mining? Fishing?
Well, but then the you could, I think it start bombs, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not good. But it's also useful. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Alfred Nobel, that was his name.
Alfred Nobel.
Yeah, good dude. Well, a dude. I don't know if he's a good dude. Yeah, he invented dynamite.
Did he lose his bell?
1867.
Playing with dynamite.
Wait, what? Was that a pun? I don't.
Jody knows.
I don't respond to puns.
Jody knows.
I've found from my deep dive.
Oh yeah, you've been in incest land for like 25 minutes.
A website called Cygnet Breeding Services. A page on their website, inbreeding and how to manage it. Gives a lots of detailed advice. What is inbreeding? The challenge to avoid inbreeding.
Oh,
that might
God.
Be good reading for you, Luke.
I think we all know how to avoid inbreeding.
I don't know, Luke
step
doesn't.
By step.
Stop being in love.
I've
with
never
people.
Like been like, wait, can I get a step by step on how to avoid this?
But you're like the prime because you were adopted. So it's like you have
but
to be
I've,
the
I've,
most
I've
aware.
I've met a lot of them now.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of others. They're not my type necessarily. I don't think there was much worry of crossover.
I found that, so they've got a table sort of percentages. So between father and daughter, mother and son, or brother and sister, the 25% chance of abnormalities. Granddaughter, grandfather and granddaughter, or grandmother, grandson, 12.5%. And then all the rest, half-brother, half-sister, 12.5%, uncle, niece, aunt-nephew, 12.5%. If you were thinking of this, great-grandfather and great-granddaughter, or great-grandmother and great-grandson. Oh, well, I've certainly thought of that.
Wait, still producing kids?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's...
Sorry. That, what's the chance of that?
Yeah, yeah.
0% viable pregnancy.
What? Yeah, they're just like fucking shoving an old dusty egg in her dead pussy.
So why didn't you fuck your hot sister? What are you doing?
I just wanted to take it a different direction.
Less risk.
Less chance of something going wrong. Well, actually, not really, because the mother of the child is 88. So
you got tunnel vision, son. Tunnel vision.
You were thinking too much about the incest, not enough about the elderly mother.
Well, what is the percentage? Great.
Well, it looks like as you kind of separate the generations, it kind of keeps halving. So it's 6.25% down from 12.5%.
Yeah, that's nothing. I'd say
So you're saying it's better to bang your grandmother than
your great grandmother? Yeah.
I'd say that's like the odds of probably having a wonky kid. Anyways, yes.
What would you rather be front of the Daily Mail for? Comedian fucks his great grandmother, or comedian fucks his mom.
Sibling is better. Sibling is always. I feel like sibling is the best one. No, well, the thing is, with any, they always blame the. You blame the parent. You don't blame the kid.
You blame the parent.
You don't blame the kid.
Too damn sexy, that parent.
You don't blame the kid.
Oh no, I see what you mean. Yeah, abuse. Yeah,
the kid is the. Even if they're an adult, you're still like. Oh.
Yeah.
That's bleak. Yeah.
But do you blame the great grandparent?
Well, at that point, I think it's come full circle, and you then blame the great grandkid. Yeah. You're like, listen, you got to.
This is Benjamin Button.
You got to stop here. Yeah, this isn't Benjamin Button shit.
I age backwards. I feel young again.
I bet. Yeah, it's dementia.
With my absolutely healthy son. Oh. Wow, but that's still like I would expect that to be higher.
Yeah, you fancy
like more
those
than 25%.
Yeah,
I would have thought it's like 90%.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah, but it's still odds. Still,
I remember there's this couple I watched on the news once. They're a German couple, and they had like they kept sending the guy to prison because he kept impregnating his sister. Mm. And you know, people are like. Just stop having kids with her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you guys just do this on the DL, nobody's really going to know.
Who gave him that advice?
I don't know, but, like, people. Like, come on, buddy.
Fucking hell, we're back again.
Pull out.
What did we say last time?
And they showed the kids on, like, this 60 Minutes thing, and the kids were just, like,
great.
Something wasn't good, you know? Oh, no. They were all three of them were like something was going on.
And it's funny because like,
the odds actually
they should have been fine.
Yeah, that's like a 1 in 12 that they're all going to be wonky.
Yeah, one of them should have been fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
so,
unlucky. That is unlucky.
Yeah, they were unlucky. First of all, you're unlucky for falling in love with your sibling.
Yeah.
Then you're unlucky for the condom that keeps breaking. And then you're unlucky because all your kids are wonky. What's your biggest struggle? Is it your disability? No, it's the cause of my disability, actually. My parents are being very related.
There are stories like this in the news sometimes where, like, brother and sisters that have been separated at birth then fall in love with one another and then find out their brother and sister or something. Yeah, Evening Standard, shock for the married couple who discovered their twins separated at birth.
Oh, do you keep going at that point?
I think we might have talked about this.
Oh, really?
Incest is it does come up.
Does it?
And I know this story.
Oh.
They got divorced, and I have always said, like,
just keep going.
Come on, you're already married.
Do they have kids?
They didn't have kids.
No kids.
It's like, just don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell the papers. What were you
thinking? Yeah. Like,
what were you thinking?
Yeah, don't go to the media and be like, guys.
Why did you do that?
I'd like to announce I have been fucking my own sister.
I know you're desperate for a following, but this is like...
I'm on TikTok now. Check out my TikTok.
The sellout of the century.
Yeah.
Because once you've gone incest, but they got that's divorced. The only thing people remember.
They got divorced. It's like, what, you're going to go to family Christmas together now?
Yeah.
With your ex-wife?
But this was like, do you think then the partner's like all jealous? You know, it's like, this is my new partner. It's like, yeah, it's not like a fucking asshole.
Did he fuck
look
you better than
my
I did?
Sister. No way.
No, he was terrible.
Clitoris works just like my penis.
Yeah, they're genetically very similar. He knows how I feel. Okay. In 1949, Gary Ridgway was born. Now, you could guess who Gary Ridgway is.
Can I?
Yeah.
Guy who invented the Ridgway.
Wait, what's a fucking Ridgway?
Oh. You don't know what a Ridgway is. How funny that I should not know what a silo is.
Nah, he was the Green River.
You should not know what a Ridgway
he was the
is.
Green River killer. He's a serial killer.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was convicted of 48 murders, but
they
think he might have killed like 71.
Oh my god. I'm amazed at serial killers that they actually get to that number.
No, well,
how does no one know? 1949, I guess.
Well, you kill runaways and sex workers. That was his strategy.
Yeah. So do you think in serial killer communities, they're like, if you kill someone high profile, it's more like respect?
Oh, I think there's not even communities anymore. It's so hard. We've talked, but it's so hard nowadays, you know, to get away with anything with DNA evidence. Like, they can't. They had an easier time then.
Yeah.
So anyways, he killed a lot of people. Then, like, it's the same, like, I'm not going to go through the details because it's all the same brutal, you know.
Yeah.
He had three wives, which, fuck, being the third one, you know, it's like...
He killed all his wives.
No, they were just around.
He had three wives.
Like, throughout his life, he had three wives.
But they divorced, though. Or...
Yeah, the marriages didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was because... Like, I think it was you know, it was probably related. He was...
Stressed.
You're stressed and out every night. I don't even know what you're doing. I just don't want to spend any time with you. Like, I just trust me.
Like I
You'd
left,
rather
left
I'm out than I'm doing this in.
You never support me in my activities.
Yeah, it's all bleak. But then what's crazy is when they caught him.
Yeah.
He confesses, blah blah blah. He's convicted, right?
Mm.
He didn't get the death penalty because he said he'd tell them where the bodies were.
Yeah.
If they didn't give him the death penalty, or they probably proposed that. It wasn't his idea. Yeah. He actually had an IQ in the low 80s.
Oh, he wasn't very bright.
So if you think of it that way, it's kind of amazing he pulled it off. Wow, actually.
Some sort of Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Wow.
His IQ was 80, but that's
in
like
the low 80s.
That's learning difficulties officially. If you're below 83,
well, they didn't kill him because he knew where the bodies were buried. So, but that isn't that crazy. So if you're in a place that's a death penalty, if you killed one person, they might give you the death penalty. But this guy killed so many people that they were like, "Listen, we won't give you the death penalty if you tell us where the people are." So it's like, I guess the message is, if you kill one, kill a lot.
That's like flashing and streaking. Don't flash one person, streak.
Yeah,
which is just flashing 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Fine, not even a crime.
No,
kinda,
it's kind of
cool. People kind of like it.
Yeah,
you're a lovable rogue. Flash one person.
I think it
fucking pervert.
I think it's intent.
Go to jail.
The erection. When people flash, they usually have erections.
So do they?
Or they get one.
Yeah. What if you get an erection on the football pitch?
When you're streaking. I don't think that ever happens.
No? Too much pressure.
Well, I feel like, because they're focusing on the running. I remember there was that, it wasn't Jackass. What was Jackass's rival?
You can't run and have an erection?
No, what was Jackass's rival?
CKY
or something.
Oh, I can't remember, but yeah. But
you know what I mean? They had one. They had a video like, can you shit while you're running? And then they took a bunch of diuretics and someone had diarrhea while they were running, you know? I remember that. But then I would like to see the same. Can you maintain an erection and run? I don't know what your body does, because your body starts pumping the blood to your legs.
That is a waste of, like, it will be make you less effective, I'll think.
Yeah.
And then the bigger your dick, the harder you find it to run.
I feel like before you come back on this podcast, I want you to test this out.
What can we test it out together? Why do I have to do it on my own? I don't want to do it on my
own. It's a solo mission for you. I want you to go away.
Where am I going to do that?
I want you to go. Well, you can like run around your little room or closet you live in.
Why do you assume I have a little room?
But you do, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
I knew it. Why did you assume? Because I shop for children's clothes.
I just knew you had a little room, but I was right.
Okay.
So
as big, yeah, no,
it's as big as this room.
I don't know. No, I think it's not that small.
It's slightly smaller.
I couldn't run in it.
Yeah, but you can run anywhere. You just do a little circle. You put the push the mattress, because the mattress is on the ground. I'm assuming, right? Do you have a bed frame?
What am I, a millionaire?
Yeah, no bed frame. Ground mattress.
What am I, the fucking gentry?
The thing is, I had a ground mattress till I was
so
like,
you have a four-poster bed with curtains around it.
I slept on a sheetless mattress for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, best ever slept.
Was that when you first brought Harriet back to your house?
I think I had a sheetless mattress on a bed frame, but it was only because the bed frame came with the room. It wasn't like I purchased it on my own volition. I never understood the point of a bed frame. I still don't, really.
Yeah.
Why are we, the box spring is pointless. You know, the thing you put the mattress on, it's just a flat surface for the, but it's like, well, if you just, the floor is a flat, it's all flat surfaces. Yeah. It doesn't make it more comfortable.
Isn't it supposed to keep mattresses alive? Is that what they say?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. Because I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah. I knew you would. So I want you to do a little test. I want you to run around with, so get hard, you know, look at whatever you have to look at, and get stone cold hard.
Yeah.
And then run around stone cold hard. Real fucking hard is a fucking rock.
Why is my dick cold?
So it's a cold. Well,
fucking lizard cock erection.
Yeah, lizard. You get your lizard dick fucking nice and scaly hard. Then run around with your little boner. I want you to come back and tell me if you lose your erection from running.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a problem here. You might start imagining that you're chasing someone, and I know you'd stay hard in that case. So it'll fuck up the whole experiment. We need a control group. We need other people.
Well, exactly. That's what I was trying to get out of the beginning.
I was going to say Jody, but if we do it with Jody, you'll both get bigger erections from imagining you're chasing someone.
We just chase each other around forever.
Yeah, you chase each other around.
Never ending.
Ah, I want to get you. No, I want to get you.
This sounds like a good science experiment.
No, I think. Well, my first love was science as a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I dreamed of putting a monkey on a fucking rocket. But then I found
it. Beat me to
they've
it.
Already done it.
Who am I? If I can't launch a monkey into space.
What's crazy is, you know, you always, like, if a kid is, like, minded in a certain way, like, you know, a science-minded child, you might be like, look up to these people, and then, like, Mom, Dad, I've done what my favorite scientists are doing. Oh, what's that? I shot the dog into the sky. Like, wait, what? They shot a monkey at a rocket, so I shot the dog a couple hundred feet in the sky. It came down hard.
But we learned a lot.
We learned a lot. Let's not always do as we say, not as we do.
Yes.
Boy. And on that note, I think we're going to leave 1949.
Yeah, it's nice to end on a good
high.
Yeah.
Killing a dog. Luke,
Bobby. This
was really fun.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Are you going to stick around and do the Patreon episode with us?
I guess I have to now, don't I?
Well, you look at your watch.
I recorded. I have dinner. I'll do a Patreon.
Do you want
episode.
Dinner? I'm going to buy you dinner.
You're going to buy me dinner?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What are you going to buy me?
We'll see. So, you'll be given food. We won't need to say what it's. I have some old hash browns in the freezer. I need to get rid of. Let you suck on them until they're warm and swallow them.
Yeah, can I have them cooked?
Yeah, you can eat them on your mattress.
There's no time. I can have them back.
No. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, thanks to our super genius patrons, Christopher, Spencer, Matthew. Thank you to all our patrons. If you haven't subscribed to our patron, please. check it out. Patreon.com/yearispod. It's really, we have a great, if you thought this was fun, we have an even better time and say everything we're thinking that we don't say. So yeah, come along. Hopefully Red will be back next week. He's been very busy with an exciting project that I'm sure he'll tell you about. And goodbye.
Bye. That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.